From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend John Morrow, minister of Omagh Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
This morning I want to leave a thought with you on the comfort that God is to all who put their faith and trust in Him. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 13 states, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you." God is the God of all comfort. The prophet Isaiah is giving us one of the most beautiful pictures of the character of the Almighty. He speaks of God comforting his people as a mother comforts her child. Yet a mother's love on earth, though sweet and tender and precious, is but a pale reflection of God's love to you and me. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15 states, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee." God is the great comforter of his people, and he comforts us with his presence. Putting our trust in the Lord and laying hold on eternal life, we are assured of God's abiding presence. A mother is the hub of the home. Her presence is irreplaceable. The home is a dull place and a cold place when she is not there. Her presence means comfort, joy and love. Yes, a home without a mother is a sad place, a lonely place. Yet worse than all that is a heart and a home without God. I trust that you have given your heart and your life to the Saviour, and that you know Him, whom to know is life eternal. The Christian life is not always easy, but God, who is the God of all comfort, comforts us in our trials and tribulations. The Saviour's presence is emphasized in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." And then further down in verse 5 he says, "Fear not, for I am with thee." Surely one of the greatest blessings in this life is to know and experience God's presence that comforts our hearts. Sadly, in this world, there's many an individual, weary and broken, entangled in the snare and nets of sin, crawling their way back home like a wounded animal, to cast themselves upon the comfort of a mother's love. This is what God wants us to do, to come to Him as the prodigal son came to his father, cast himself upon his mercy, and find comfort in him. Comfort in the knowledge that our sins are forgiven. Comfort in the assurance that heaven is ours. If you have put your trust in Christ as your Saviour, then whatever circumstances you are called to pass through, whether pleasing or painful, God says, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you." The hymn writer penned the words, "Who can cheer the heart like Jesus by his presence all divine? Through him tender, pure and precious, oh how blessed to call him mine." He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." His presence is guaranteed. We have not only the Saviour's presence, which is a great comfort to his people, but also the Saviour's sympathy. When in trouble, a mother receives her child without asking many questions, and the child will tell her all of her joys and sorrows and pains and burdens. A mother's interest is the well-being of her child, and so with the believer, their well-being is God's interest. And like a mother, he is a sympathizing Saviour. He sympathizes with us in our sin. He doesn't condemn us, but rather in the moment of repentance, he forgives us. When we think of Calvary and the Saviour who saw us in the awful predicament of our sin, gave himself a sacrifice for us. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. He did not leave us in our sin, but made a full provision for our redemption. The hymn writer puts it this way and states, "He took our sins and our sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary. He suffered and died alone. It was for you and it was for me that he was there on the cross." He sympathizes with us in our sorrow. We find him weeping at the grave of Lazarus. For the Bible tells us he is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. There's not a pang that rends the heart, but the man of sorrows has a part. Over in Isaiah chapter 53 and the third verse, it refers to the Lord Jesus Christ as a man of sorrows and one acquainted with grief, and also says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Does Jesus care, the hymn writer says, when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? My sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it aught to him does he see? And then he gives a very beautiful answer. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Saviour cares. Many try to escape the burdens of sorrow by drowning them in alcohol, by plunging into the distractions of sin, while God stands with open arms offering healing, emancipation and deliverance. Maybe you as a Christian find yourself in the valley of sorrow, and like the psalmist, you need to look for the Lord, to the Lord, for he is a sympathizing one. He sympathizes with us in our sufferings. Some of the choicest Christians suffer physically and suffer mentally. Paul suffered from what he called a thorn in the flesh. What that was, we're not exactly told. But on three occasions we read that he prayed for deliverance, but he was not healed. However, God came to him and said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." It's not always God's will to heal us, but it is his grace that is always sufficient to carry us through. Joseph Scriven wrote that beautiful hymn, "Out of circumstances that he was called to pass through, very difficult and trying times, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Isaiah says, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you." The Lord does comfort his people with his presence, with his sympathy, but also with his discipline. Now, discipline is the sorest test of a mother's love. Above everything else, she wants her children to turn out well. God not only wants his people to start out well in the Christian life, but to continue well and finish well. Moses tried to explain to the children of Israel the meaning of their trials and wanderings in the wilderness. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 5, it says, "Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee." God corrects us because he loves us. If he did not love us, he would leave us to our own sinful way. In Hebrews 12 we read, "My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? It is God's discipline that brings comfort, for discipline is a proof of the reality of our salvation. God is dealing with us, not as strangers, but as his children. Great Samuel Rutherford, who lived in days of fierce religious persecution in Scotland, was banished from his home and church in Anwith and imprisoned in Aberdeen. He became the subject of much ridicule and sarcasm. Mrs. Anne Cousin captured the life of Rutherford in the words of her immortal hymn, "The Sands of Time Are Sinking." Of his life she wrote, "With mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove. They, the Jews of sorrow, were lustered by his love. I'll bless the hand that guided, I'll bless the heart that planned, when throned where glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land." As a child of God, whatever your circumstances are today, be encouraged. For God's word to your heart is simply this: as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort thee.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Morrow, 12 Crevenaview, Oma, BT79OJH. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Morrow, 12 Crevenaview, Oma, BT79OJH. You may hear Reverend Morrow preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Oma Free Presbyterian Church on the Derry Road. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8224-2299. 028-8224-2299. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.